Welcome back to the Disciple Keys podcast. This is week 15, day 2. Be content. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, "Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you." Hebrews 13, verse 5. What does money have to do with God's presence? In today's verse, we are urged to keep our lives free from the love of money. Greed is a dangerous sin as it reveals our lack of trust in God and in God's faithful provision. The roots of greed are distrust and a fear of lack. Greed is our heart focused on what we think we lack. But God will always be with you, and He will never forsake you. God will generously provide everything needed to accomplish what He calls you to do. He is faithful to watch over His word, to perform it for His own glory. We are to be generous, just as He is generous with us. Whether we have much or little, God Himself is our shield and our very great reward. Nothing can satisfy us as God Himself does. We can travel light and avoid encumbrances as we rest in Him and revel in His great generosity to us day by day. The disciples' prayer for today. Father, I want to see money and finances the way You see these things. I want to rightly relate to the resources in my life. I want to trust You today for all I need and be generous with others as You are with me. You provide the air I breathe, and You hold me in existence by Your mighty word of power. You Yourself are my shield and very great reward. Teach me Your ways and help me travel light and avoid encumbrances. In Your name, amen. The prayer for the unreached of the day. Father, today all the peoples of the world are longing for the revealing of Your sons and daughters. Jesus, I lift up the Turks in Morocco to You. Jesus, You are the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by You. Today I ask that You would send out laborers into these harvest fields to do the work of bringing in the harvest that You've already prepared beforehand. Help them not be caught up in the love of money, but help them travel light and avoid encumbrances. Keep those laborers undistracted and wholeheartedly trusting You along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's 110 Global City Focus is Rabat, Morocco. Let's pray for a mighty movement of prayer to be birthed in Rabat that will multiply throughout the entire country.